celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle of your furry best friend. Now, as you know, we here at Fido Friendly love to talk about travel, and we're lucky to review some great places that welcome both you and your dog. My first guest is Thomas Mathis, who is the general manager of the Aventi Hotel in New York. Hi, Thomas, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. So where is the Aventi located?
You know, Aventi is the first luxury hotel here in North Chelsea. It's on the corner of 30th and Avenue of Americas.
Oh, now that's kind of a hip and happening place, isn't it?
It is. It's about to be the new destination in town, at least for pets anyway.
Oh, well, we'll help tell everybody about that. And I know as a Kimpton property, everybody knows that means you are pet friendly. So what type of pet amenities do you provide at the Aventi?
Well, you know, when your pet arrives, we register your pet, put their name on the chalkboard, and in your room, we take great care of them and make sure they're comfortable by offering them pet menus. We have a special buffet for them. We put in the pet beds for the pets, the dog and or cat bowls, soft toys, and pretty much anything else that you would ask for.
Yeah, that's my kind of place. I always know I'm in a really nice place when our pet gets welcomed and gets the star treatment. And I'm wondering if there's a pet fee there.
There is no pet fee. You know, we try to do things like our very important pet amenity, things like that. So we really add value to the guest stay by not charging them for bringing their furry friends. But, you know, we provide all the amenities that you need as well, so you can travel in comfort and leave things at home like your dog leash, your plastic bags for your dog walks and things like that.
Well, that sounds really good. And I know New York is such a great walking town, but for guests that are going to stay at the Aventi, what is there to do with Fido that's nearby?
Well, you know, some of our guests are well-heeled and some of the pets are well-pawed. So we have a great spa that we use here on 25th Street, which is near the hotel. And there's also this great park that we're building behind the hotel. So we'll have food park and a park for you to take your dogs in right behind the property very soon.
Oh, that's really spectacular. I know sometimes when we go to a big city and we go downstairs and we're going to get ready to walk our dogs and we'll ask the concierge, you know, where should we go? And they'll say, oh, it's two blocks that way. And we go, two blocks?
You'll be able to walk right around the building, so you don't have to go that far.
That is so awesome. That really makes choosing your hotel even easier to do. And I know sometimes when we're traveling, we can't always take our dog Junior with us. So in that event, do you offer any pet sitting or dog walking?
We do. We offer pet sitters, dog walking services. You can also leave your dog with, you know, an outside service like the spa for treatments and come back and pick them up. So they do take care of your pet while you're away. So there are an assortment of options for you. You know, and then if you feel like your pet can stay in the room by themselves, we do offer, you know, we can set up cages in the room for your pet. And we'll take down your cell phone number. So if your pet does get a little rowdy, we'll call you so you can come back and give them some love and attention. And sometimes we'll have staff go up and pet your pet for you as well.
Oh, I like that. That makes me want to come to New York tomorrow, actually. So I guess I'll be calling you.
You know what?
You're
welcome to come.
Well, you mentioned that you have a menu for doggies. So a lot of times when we travel, we will take advantage of the in-room dining. It's so nice. And, you know, we get to dine with Junior at the same time. And is there some specialties on that menu that we should know about? Or do they just basically order a hamburger for Fido?
No, we have items that are customized. I mean, some of the humans could enjoy those items as well if you want to get down there and do a little, you know, eating with your pet. We have grilled skinless breast of chicken with brown rice, with peas and carrots and gravy is one of the options that we offer, or something like a chunky beef stew with broiled potatoes, green beans, and liver gravy. There are other options like turkey and yams with natural gravy or ground lamb shoulder with couscous and cauliflower. With gravy. So there are a few nice items that are healthy and lean.
Well, you know, I haven't had lunch yet.
Well, you know what? You may be fighting with your dog.
I'm going to ask Yeah, I think you got that right. We'll probably share. I'll let him pick, but we can share. And one last thing I wanted to ask you,
sure.
Because I know that your property doesn't just welcome dogs. You have other pets that can stay when they visit. And what
yes.
is the most unusual that has stayed with you so far?
We are an equal opportunity pet facility. So we'll take anyone. Here at Aventi, we've only been open for a few months, so we haven't had too many unusual pets. We've had a few cats and a few dogs here and there. But, you know, at all of our properties, we offer a variety. We have a variety of pets that come. So I know locally at one of our other hotels, we have a lot of pot-bellied pigs that show up. And I think what we thought it was pretty unusual, but what happened was there was someone who stayed who had a pot-bellied pig, and I guess they're part of some sort of pot-bellied pig group. And when they posted... People who were coming to New York started bringing their pot-bellied pigs because they were part of this pot-bellied pig group. So you never know where the information is going to end up if you accept a different type of pet.
This sounds like it could be its own show.
You know, if the rooms were tall enough, we could have a giraffe. Who knows?
Oh, my goodness.
We won't discriminate. And I have to be careful what I say here on the radio in New York because I may end up with a giraffe tomorrow.
Exactly. Well, this has been a lot of fun. I hope you come back and visit with me sometime soon.
Oh, good. Well, we look forward to having you and your pet and maybe some of your the guests that are calling in on the show as well.
Okay, wonderful.
Thanks.
All right, Thomas, take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
For more information, please log on to AventiHotel.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking with someone who has something glittery for Fido, and she's giving it away to one lucky listener. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Dawn Brooks. There's a new flu called canine influenza threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in 34 states. Canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread, which means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs will recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. Now, my next guest is Gwen Monroe, whose dog Gracie inspired her to make fabulous jewelry for your dog. They're called tassels. Hi, Gwen, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great, and I'm a big fan of your work, and Junior looks so handsome. I don't like to say that when he wears his tassel that it's jewelry. I call it a collar enhancement.
That's perfect for the little Fido boys, right?
Yeah, I think so. And for those who aren't familiar with your company, tell us, what are tassels?
Well, tassels are like tassels, T-A-S-S-E-L-S, that you go ahead and, you know, decorate your house with. That's what's inspired me. And tassels are actually collar, I guess enhancements is a good thing, leash, harness. You go ahead, it's a hard thing to explain. They look like tassels, and they're personalized with the name of your pet. People who are into agility and into confirmation and titles at dog shows love them. They can personalize with their pet's personalize with their pet's title also. And they have four legs. They have a dog's head knot. I have patents pending. I developed and created the dog's head knot. And most of the tassels actually stand up. And they're anywhere from 3.5 to about 4.5 inches long. And dogs are usually naked at home. At least my Gracie is. That's what I like to say. She has no tags, no collars, no harness, buck naked. And she lounges around the house and everything and sleeps 23 out of 24 hours. But, boy, when it's time to go out, we put on her harness and clip on a tassel, and she thinks she is all that in a bag of chips. So they kind
of
hang off to the side like an ascot or a little scarf and just a little thing.
What are they made of? Because this is what's so fascinating. You have different names and whatnot. And when you go onto your website, which is TAZZEL.com, correct?
Yes.
Yes, Tazza with an S. And you go on there, and there are all these beautiful colors. Now, what are they actually made from?
Well, there are two main kinds that I've actually developed, and I have. The dog park tassels are more like casual, fun playground wear. I like, you know, they can wear them even to the dog park, and they're actually lightweight acrylic beads mixed in with some brass accents for the bling factor. And, you know, acrylic beads, they're lightweight, but they come in a wide variety of colors, from bold to pastels, to different shades and finishes. I've got shimmer and pearly. And then they have accent beads also, little butterflies, hearts, stars, things like that. And it's just like dressing your kid up to go to the playground. But I say dress your Fido or your doggy up to go to the dog park. Then we have the pedigree tassels, and pedigree tassels are the real, I like to call, they're like the fabulous wear. They're elegant. They are actually breathtakingly stunning. It's hard for me to say that because I make them, but every time I make one, I still am just blown away on just how glittery and sparkly they are. And those are made out of diamond-etched aluminum beading that are just gorgeous and give the color, and they're interspersed with sterling silver, and the name or the name and title are spelled out in sterling silver, and they're on a little stainless steel clip, and they have the dog's head knot with the decorative jewel-toned nylon cord, and they're really very, very pretty, and I call them pedigree tassels because they're a step up from the dog park tassels, but they have fun names like the pedigree, and they're named after some popular AKC breeds, like the turquoise one. I call it the turquoise terrier. The silver one Junior has, I think, the silver one is the silver Shih Tzu, and the pink poodle, and the green German Shepherd, the blue boxer, purple pug. So I give them fun names, and they're just really nice. And when Gracie sees that, she knows she's going somewhere really special.
And Junior actually does the same thing. And really, it is hard for our listeners to really even visualize what they are, because they really, really are beautiful. And not everyone knows that Junior just adopted a cat, and we call her Charlie. And you have made her a tassel. And you said this was your first cat.
First cat has to be the first cat for Fido Friendly, first cat on planet Earth to have a pet, have any kind of tassel. So I am very, very excited and hope to see a picture of Charlie with her pedigree tassel, which comes in four sizes. And actually, I think I made her the toy size, which is only an inch and a half to under 2 inches long, and it has her name spelled out.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't wait. And I hope I can just get her to sit still long enough to model it.
Well, maybe she'll get used to it at this point. After she,
yeah,
you
well,
know.
Well, we're working with her. She was rescued, so she's getting used to everything. But I'm so excited. I understand that you have a tassel for one of our lucky listeners.
Yes, I do. I have a gift certificate valued up to $99 for one lucky listener out there for Fido Friendly Travel Talk, and they can redeem it online at www.tazzels.com for their choice of one pedigree tassel, color, size, and I will make it for them personalized with their doggy's name or cat in sterling silver, and even if they have a title, I'll put that on there too.
Oh, that's wonderful. So that's great. Listeners at home, you'll want to pick up the phone and be the first caller to win a personalized tassel for your dog or cat. The number to call is 866-405-8405. Once again, that number is 866-405-8405. Thanks, Gwen, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you so much, Susan, for having me. I appreciate it. And let me know how Charlie does with her new pedigree, okay?
I sure will.
Okay.
For more information, visit their website at tazzels.com. That's T-A-Z-Z-E-L-S. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking with someone who has created a handy way to pack all you need when traveling with Fido. And guess what? She's giving one away to one lucky listener. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each issue includes hotel and destination reviews along with health and wellness topics, dog training tips, and the latest fashion trends. Pick up a copy at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And our next guest, Deborah Johnson of Doggy Baggage, created something every pet parent will want to own when traveling with Fido. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I have to ask, how did you think of Doggy Baggage?
Necessity. Absolute necessity. I was actually traveling with a three-month-old puppy, packing everything in a box, pulled into the first rest area, and discovered I had to unpack the entire box to find the four items that I needed the most: the water, the poopy bags, the toys, and the treats. Then you had to repack the back box before we were off again. So I decided there had to be a better way, and I came home and designed Doggy Baggage and perfected it little by little until I got it exactly the way it would work the best.
That is amazing. I think a lot of us probably have a light bulb go out in our heads someday and think there ought to be a better way, but few of us can have the time or fortitude to go home and actually design something. And there are a lot of things out there that we can throw things in and take off when we start traveling. But what makes Doggy Baggage so unique?
Our signature pleated pockets. I actually designed the pleated pockets around a 32-ounce Gatorade bottle. The only reason I did that is I needed that much water when traveling with a puppy, and so I simply grabbed it out of the box and designed the pockets to hold that 32-ounce Gatorade bottle of water. When I did that, I realized all those fluffy toys also fit in most pockets quite well, so I added a few more pockets, and then all of a sudden, I had everything on the outside that I needed immediately and plenty of room on the inside for the foods and the dishes and the clothes and the brushes and shampoos and all those things we need to take with us.
Wow. I sounds like I need to get one of those. I was looking on the website now. I'm trying to look at what it's made of, and I see that it comes in a lot of different patterns and colors.
Susan, they are 18-ounce. Cotton canvas. 18 ounce is one of the sturdiest, heaviest canvases on the market. This bag's not going to fall apart. It's also got what we call a hard bottom, even though it's not completely hard, but it gives you stability. When you're carrying those heavy bags of dog food or cans of dog food, the dishes and everything that's heavy and bunglesome, it will actually sit on its own. And the canvas is just so durable and water resistant, so you can just wipe it off.
And so you have different sizes. So obviously, someone that has a toy-sized dog or a Labrador Retriever, they'll be able to choose a different size.
Yeah, but Susan, you know what? I have found in the last few months, the smaller dogs have the most stuff. It's really these are not carriers. That's what makes them unique to the market. These bags are specifically designed for all of the necessities, not the dog. I also realized real quickly into this project that keeping everything together in one place is ideal for organization. When I rearrange the pockets of the bags when I'm home, I put my collars, my leashes, my brushes, and my shampoos in the outside pockets, hang it on a hook in the laundry room, Everything's together. Everything's ready to go. As you know, we are a Florida-based business, and hurricanes occasionally come in. We have to grab our stuff and run. Having your pet stuff together is essential. Whether it is a hurricane, a flood, a fire, a family emergency, keeping all that stuff ready for your pet is just, it's great to have doggy baggage right now.
I'll tell you what, you sound like you're very organized. I need someone like you. So do you make house calls?
Sure.
Hey, I really like your website, and I noticed you have a very handsome dog, and I was just wondering who that is and if that dog inspired you.
That is Legend, and Legend is right now 2 years old, and he grew to 120 pounds. He's 31 inches tall, and he is the inspiration for Doggy Baggage. I was traveling every other week, and you know how fast puppies grow. Mm-hmm. Well, every other week, I had my hands full more than the last week. And being able to get that stuff together for him, he created my business. I have a new business all because of Legend.
That's wonderful. He's really beautiful. And I understand you have it. Well, you're welcome. I mean, he's really stunning. And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
I do. We are going to donate one of our large size totes, which is ideal for travel or everyday storage. And Susan, I also wanted to tell you, we have a pooch pouch, which is designed specifically for your vet records and your medications. They come in all the colors of the different bags that we have, and they'll slip easily inside. So now you have everything together. Not only their stuff, but also their vet records and their medications. You're ready to go?
Well, that's brilliant. That really is. So be the first to call in at 1-866-405-8405 to win your very own doggy baggage. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Deborah, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Susan.
For more information, please visit their website at doggybaggage.com, and that's D-O-G-G-Y. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, one lucky listener will have a chance to win a one-night stay in Seattle. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Dawn Brooks. There's a new flu called canine influenza threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in 34 states. Canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread, which means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs will recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. You know, I recently had the pleasure to visit Seattle with my dog, Junior, and I let my husband, Greg, come along, too. And we were so pleasantly surprised to be able to visit and stay at the Hotel Vintage Park in Seattle. And on the line is Sandy Burkett to tell us all about it. Hi, Sandy, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Susan. Thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. Kimpton's one of my favorite properties, and we've really had a blast. So tell our listeners where the Vintage Park is located.
We are right in the heart of downtown Seattle. It's the easiest place to get to. You take the Seneca Street exit, and we're on 5th, right between Seneca and Spring Street.
Yeah, I think sometimes when people are taking trips, if they've not traveled that much with their dog, don't you find that they're really surprised when they step into your property of all the amenities that you're going to provide during their stay?
We have a lot of people that will actually call through ahead of time, and they are surprised. They call first to make sure they can bring their pet, and then some of our corporate travelers are really pleased to find out that we are pet friendly, and then they utilize us for leisure travel as well.
Yeah, I think it's always fun when we're hanging out in the lobby and then you run into someone that they're either coming off the elevator with their dog or, you know, they're checking in or I always never fails when people will say, I didn't know you could bring your dog here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they find in a luxury hotel that that is a big surprise. And all of our staff just genuinely love the pets that come through here, so we all have fun.
Yeah, oh, I could tell that. And so I know there's different properties have different amenities. What are a couple of the things that people that are staying with their dog at the Hotel Vintage Park, what can they expect?
Well, especially if you let us know ahead of time that you're traveling with your dog, we can set up your room ahead of time. We do a complimentary doggy bed. So it's good to know if you got a little dog or a big dog because those beds come in different sizes. We do a little doggy bowl for water and a bowl for their food and special little doggy turndown service, you know, so that we can put a treat in the room when we turn down the beds for the parents, and then for the pups.
See, I think it's an equal opportunities day. You don't leave anybody out.
That's right. Everybody gets to feel special.
Now, for those types of amenities, do you charge any pet fee?
We do not charge any pet fee. What we try to do and what we've found is that our guests are, you know, they're very practical pet parents. And their pets are well-behaved. We rarely have any issues.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good for the Fido-friendly nation, I think, out there. And always tell people that they're representing the next pet parent that travels with their dog. And, you know, Seattle's such a vibrant city. What is there to do with Fido nearby?
Well, we're right in the heart of downtown, so you can easily walk with your dog around the city. We have several parks nearby. One great dog park called Plymouth Pillars Park, which is just a few blocks away. And I don't know. I personally have seen people shopping in the original Nordstrom's with their dogs. So, you know, the sky's the limit here in Seattle.
Yeah, it is. I think everybody, it isn't really about being tolerant. People generally love their dogs, and you see a lot of people out there walking. So if I wanted to go someplace where I couldn't bring Junior, do you provide any type of pet sitting or dog walking?
Yes, we do. We provide paid-for services. We can set up actual pet sitting with outside pet sitters, and that's what they do. We also watch pets behind the front desk upon occasion, depending on how long the guest is going to be away from the guest room. So there are several different options. Our bellman will take the pets out for a walk, and we can always find a pet sitter for a fairly nominal fee.
That's good to know. And you know, our dog Junior, we call him the Will Rogers of the canine set because he truly has never met a dog or cat or a person that he's never liked. So next time we come to visit, we might just have him behind the counter there just for a while just to see how he does at welcoming the guests.
Well, I think that all of the other guests really enjoy that. It's often a surprise for them if it's their first day at a Kempton hotel. To see that pets are around, and you'd be surprised at the warm welcome received by the guests walking through the door that our pets do receive.
Yeah, I felt that for sure. And I know we're big fans of the doggy menu. You know, obviously they could share what we're going to have when we in-room dine, but do you have anything special?
Well, we don't have a set pet menu per se, but we work with local pet vendors and can definitely get most foods that your dog would like. And room service is happy to deliver them. Every dog gets an organic buddy biscuit when they come in. But if you have special dog food or something like that, we work with Three Dog Bakery around the corner quite a bit. As well.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. And I have to ask this, just because you love to have pets visit. What's the most unusual pet that has ever stayed with you so far?
Well, I don't know that it's actually unusual, but it is. You were here, so that you know our lobby is kind of like a beautiful English manor, and a little bit smaller than like a great big box hotel. And we had a St. Bernard that stayed with us. And he was actually taller than my chef concierge. He was a sweet dog. He was absolutely adorable. But he was pretty hard to miss in our lobby. And I think that that's probably the grandest tale that I could tell.
That's funny. He was probably a little dangerous. Like if you tripped over him, you could hurt yourself.
Yeah. He was a big boy. He was a very big boy.
Oh, that's sweet. So, and I understand you have a great prize for one of our listeners.
Absolutely. The Vintage Park would love to host one of your listeners for a one-night stay here with us. And please feel free to bring your dog along. And when you make your reservation, just make sure that we know the dog's name so that we can have it up on our board and, so that they're welcome properly when you come.
That is so great. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405 to win a one-night stay at the Fido Friendly Hotel Vintage Park. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Sandy, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Susan.
For more information, please log on to hotelvintagepark.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll visit with a company who has some of the best pet products on the planet. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Did you hear Animal Radio this weekend?
Talking about anal glands.
It's a pleasant topic.
Patients will come to you if it needs to be done, and you'll actually assign the lowest rung intern, I believe, to do that.
No, you don't have that right, Hal. I enjoy anal glands. You know why? Because I'm really good at shooting my nearby people. My staff knows. If they see me with a glove in the backside of a dog, they run.
Catch Animal Radio Saturdays at noon, Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern on XM 158.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And on the line is Kristen Smith from Planet Dog. Hi, Kristen, and welcome to the show.
Hello, and thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, I want everybody to learn about Planet Dog who doesn't know about your wonderful company. So how long have you been around, and when did you start the foundation?
Well, I have been with Planet Dog for 6 years, and Planet Dog has always had a philanthropic giving program since day one. They've always tried to give back, but the foundation has been set up with a specific mission of giving back to dogs that help people in need for 6 years. Basically, when I came on board is when we reconfigured the foundation.
And so how does that work? If I'm going to be looking at your website, and you have so many great products there, and you have for many, many years, when I'm looking at the website, is that going to also give me information about the foundation?
Yeah, there's actually two separate websites, but you can link to our foundation website from planetdog.com. And the way that it works is that Planet Dog donates 2% of every sale to our nonprofit foundation, which is set up as a separate organization, or a nonprofit grant-making organization is the foundation. And we provide financial support to service dog programs, therapy dog programs, canine search and rescue, that kind of thing.
Wow, that's really interesting. And so I didn't know that much about the foundation. I knew a lot about, the different products that you have. And you also do something fun that I just learned about for the first time, and that's called Wolfminster. So what's that all about?
Well, Wolfminster is our fifth annual Wolfminster Amateur Dog Show and Cover Dog Challenge. We do it here in Maine where we are located, although we do usually attract people from all over New England to come to the event. And we do a bunch of sort of silly contests, best trick and best tail wag and fastest eater and things like that. And then the grand prize for the whole day is the best in show, and that dog actually wins a professional photo shoot with one of the big photo studios here in town, and the winning dog appears in an upcoming Planet Dog catalog.
Oh, that is so much fun. So when is this one? What's the exact date?
This year it's going to be October 2nd, Saturday, October 2nd, and it's in Scarborough, Maine. You can find information about it on the Planet Dog website. And, you know, we have all sorts of silly fun activities as well, like doggy musical dog beds and a doggy limbo party and a 50-paw dash and things like that. So it's a really wonderful afternoon, and we raise money for service dogs.
That is so great. What kind of turnout have you had in years past?
We usually get about 250 people and 150 dogs.
Oh, how
fun. So we just cross our fingers for some great weather, and we get a great crowd.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we'll have paws crossed for that, too. And I wanted to visit a little bit about this fun product that you have, and it's called Glow for Good Ball. Now, what is that about?
Well, as I mentioned, Planet Dog does donate 2% of every sale to our Planet Dog Foundation, but we have one toy, the Glow for Good Ball, where 100% of the proceeds of the sale of that toy goes to our foundation. So it is one of a 5 out of 5 durometer rating, one of our toys, our most durable toy. It glows in the dark, and it's just a way to help spread the word around dog communities about the work that our foundation does and help people give a little bit back to that.
That is fantastic. And with the holidays fast approaching, do you have any new products that are coming out that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, we have our new holiday-flavored treats, the Peppermint Cranberry Crunch, which we will be launching this month. And we also have a new product that's just rolling out right now called the Woodchuck, which is a ball tosser made out of bamboo and recycled cork products. It's very durable, very sustainable, and it throws the ball a good long way. So it's a great gift for dogs who like to chase things. And the Glow for Good ball fits right into the Woodchuck. So it's a great sort of combination present for dogs and dog lovers.
That is so fun. That is really cutting edge. And I understand you have a prize for one of our lucky listeners.
We sure do. We will actually be sending you a Glow for Good ball and one of our Woodchucks, as well as a travel bowl and a travel feed bag to one of your lucky listeners.
Wow, that is very generous. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will win the Glow for Good ball, the Woodchuck. Chucker, I think is what you said.
Mm-hmm. And the ball tosser.
The ball tosser. And a travel bowl and travel feed bag. So once again, the number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Kristen, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Susan. Thank you so much.
For more information, visit their website at planetdog.com and their foundation at planetdogfoundation.org. Well, that's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine at Borders, Barnes & Noble's, Hastings, or Save a Tree and subscribe digitally at FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.